Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 9th of March, 2018, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, with St. Patrick's Day only a week away, we'll discuss the nature of Irish spirit guides that take the form of invisible 6-foot-3.5-inch rabbits named Harvey, with local expert Professor Bernard Cuffling. Plus the usual call board, and we'll fill you in on what's going on in theater this weekend, and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And Bernard Cuffling is sitting across from me right now. And Bernard, you're not a professor of anything, are you?
I probably was in a different life. Sometimes I can pass for a professor, but I'm not sure I could do the subject you said.
Well, we're kind of touching on it. Of course, Bernard is a well-known local actor and performer and director who... you're not originally from here, though, are you?
I'm not a... Yes.
But you have been in Vancouver for about 40 years?
I 73.
Really?
45. And then I really landed in 74. 73 at the end of 73, and then I went up to Edmonton.
Yeah.
And did a play. I came out for a 2-week holiday. So
yeah.
What did you say the date was today?
That's right.
Yeah, I came out for a 2-week holiday to stay with an actress friend of mine who is from London, and she was doing a show at the Citadel Edmonton, the old Citadel, which was, I think, an old hairdressing establishment.
Really?
And she said that they'd fired an actor and they want you to take over. I said, no, I don't want to take over. I've got commitments in London. But when I got to Edmonton, it was late September, and it snowed. And so I was in a complete mist, haze. I didn't know what was going on. Yeah. I thought snow in September. But it turned out that the director and who ran the Citadel in those days was the great actor, John Neville.
Oh, really?
And here was I getting drunk at a party at Edmonton House with the wonderful Susan Wright, bless her, who died all too young. And John Neville saying, you've got to do this play. You must do this play. And I thought, this doesn't make any sense. I've been in the audience to see this man when he was on stage working with Burton, Richard Burton, and the like. And of course, John Neville in his day was one of the top actors in London, you know. So he gave me another martini.
Yeah.
And I think I must have said
how are you
yes.
going to say no to that? Yeah.
No, exactly. Because then I was rehearsing, we did the play, and then we toured. We toured Alberta. So here was I coming out for a 2-week holiday, seeing everything, seeing a lot of the country. And when I got, we went to Medicine Hat. I mean, and the names to me were exotic.
Well, of course, yeah.
Medicine Hat and Moose Jaw. I mean, you know, I read of them in books. Mm-hmm. I didn't think they existed. But at Medicine Hat, one night we'd finished the show and we were driving to the motel we were staying at. And Susan Wright said, we've got to stop the bus. Bernard's got to get out and have a look. And I went, what the hell is she doing? She's going to dump me and drive off. But it was the Northern Lights.
Oh, wow.
So having not only seen the Rockies snow-capped in September, now to see the Northern Lights, coming from London, this was fantasy land. And I love the people, dear, dear friends I made. And then I came back to Vancouver. I did a couple of shows at the Old City Stage that Ray Michael ran. And then I had to go back to London because my passport had run out.
Yeah.
I found out I could have gone to like Blaine or somewhere. But of course, they don't tell you that. They just say, you've got to leave the country. So I flew back to London. And then a little while later, the phone rang and it was Bill Millard. And he said he was coming to London and he wanted to meet me in the Salisbury pub, which is the famous actors' pub in St. Martin's Lane in the West End of London. And I met up with him on a Monday, and on the Friday, I flew to Vancouver because he wanted me to do a play to take over from an actor. So I flew back on the Friday. I started rehearsing on the Monday, and I opened that Friday, and I was still learning the final act. In the intermission.
And that was the old Arts Club Theatre on Seymour
Street.
That
was the old Arts Club Seymour Street. Mm-hmm. It was sad to lose it because, you know, it's a fantastic building we've got now, the Arts Club have got, the BMO building, and the Stanley and Granville Island. But at the old Seymour Street, it was one of those sort of, we all mucked in.
Yeah.
Like the dressing room was the size of a broom closet, and you'd put if there was an actress who was very modest, you'd put up a curtain.
Mm-hmm.
If there was someone like Janet Wright, bless her, may she rest in peace, another one died too soon, she'd pull it down because we wanted a chat. The office, when you made a contract with Bill, Anne Terrace, who was the secretary come accountant, she would leave the room because they shared the same office.
Yeah.
It was magic. And of course, the things that went wrong were fun. The audience was so close to you. So when things went wrong, pleasant things that went wrong, the audience would see what had happened and they'd laugh too. They'd laugh with you. I dine out a lot on old theatre stories from Seymour Street.
Yeah, I bet you have.
Well, I remember once doing this play, and it was called My Fat Friend, and we had a huge success with it. I did as well. I mean, it was a great calling card to come to Canada because I did it in Victoria. I did about five places all over the place, and I think we revived it three times at the Arts Club and Presentation House. But Jackson Davis, a great actor of his time, and he still is, but he's a real joker.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one day we would look out in the intermission of the play. We looked out of the window and you could look on to, is it Smythe Street that runs next to Dave?
Seymour.
Seymour. Yeah, of course, Seymour.
And Seymour and Davy was the corner.
That's right. Yeah. We looked out the window of Seymour Street during the intermission, and there were two people leaving, but there was a bar down below, you see. It was the Arts Club. It was a bar club. So we didn't know, but they were leaving. But Jackson shouted out, come back, it gets better. You know, so you could do those sort of things then. And he played tricks on me galore. And so did Susan.
Of
we
course.
Had such fun. But the audience were in on it, and it was the best. For me, it was the best introduction to Vancouver theatre.
Mm-hmm.
And that was late 74. Yeah, 74.
Mm-hmm. And you've played venues all over the city, the Playhouse.
Yeah.
And I remember, not related to anything we're talking about now, but I remember one time doing some research about Vancouver in the 70s, and I was looking through old issues of the Vancouver Courier, and they had a great theater page, and there were locations like the David Y.H. Louis Theater, which later became Richards on Richards, and there was another one at the Holiday Inn Harborside on Hastings Street.
Yeah. Yes, there was. Yeah. That was more of a cabaret. Mm-hmm. But what became Richard on Richard, the David Louis Theatre, I was invited, of course, to the opening. And it was like he put so much money into it, but it wasn't a finished job. They had corrugated iron, you see, on the ceiling mm-hmm. and in the walls. Eventually it got... But when it opened, so it was corrugated iron, and they opened... in August, and it was like 100 degrees. Oh. And I remember a wonderful actress, Sheila McCarthy, and Jim McQueen, who's now gone to, lives in Texas, but they were doing something like, I think it was Cole Porter, two men, two women. And when the music started, the audience totally sort of under new music and everything, but when the music started at one number, Sheila realized what she was going to sing and started laughing so much. And we all started because it was the wind is blowing, the snow is snowing, but I've got my love to keep me warm. And of course, they had to snuggle up and they were dripping with sweat, as were the audience. And I don't think we heard a line of the song, but they sang the song.
Yeah.
But it through tears of laughter and pools of sweat. Again, you know, it's great fun. Now, there's this story, Dave, and I'm not sure, because we're going to do, I know we're going to talk Harvey with Anna Hagen, and I don't know whether it was Anna. I think it was, I'd heard, she was doing a play at Seymour Street at the Arts Club, and she was doing the third act of a play at the David Louis Theatre. So she would run from Seymour Street up to the David Louis.
Two blocks away, I guess, and a half.
She'd come off stage of the Arts Club show and run up to the David Louis and do the final act there. Yeah. But those theatres, they don't exist anymore, but there are a lot of new theatres popping up.
There certainly are.
The new wave, the young ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, those days were great and fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. You know, the current crop, the new generation of theater artists are creating memories of their own, and they're doing some amazing work.
They are because you see, it's like, I mean, it's that cycle.
Yeah.
Again, when I came here, there were only a few theaters. If you didn't work at the Arts Club or the Playhouse, it was lean pickings. And in those days, most actors were taxi drivers. I don't know how I escaped, probably because I don't think they'd trust me behind the wheel. But that was your job. There was Elizabeth Ball, Council Elizabeth Ball.
Yes.
I think she just started Carousel. But the alternate two theatres, in fact, the only one was Tammanoose. Mm-hmm. Larry Lillo, John Gray, and people like that started. And Giuliani had started Savage God, which came from SFU, but they would appear in the art gallery and everything. But it was very thin on the ground theatre. And really, they're the seed. And of course, there are people before that, as we know. I mean, the Institute up here, Freddie Wood and so on. But in those days, that was all that was going. So it is good to see, because we've lost the Playhouse, sadly, it is good to see so many young people now starting their own companies and finding spaces, because of course the acting community and the directing community has gone tenfold,
and the writing. There's some marvelous scripts coming out of Vancouver.
Well, again, you know, the kernel of that for me for stage writing was Pam Hawthorne running the new Play Center, which was on Fourth Avenue, and she introduced new playwrights like people like Tom Cohn and Sheldon Rosen and John Gray. Mm-hmm. You know, so there that started, and it is nice to remember that because theatre is based on a tradition. Also, all sorts of theatre is based on a tradition, and that was the tradition then. It's great to see the success of the Arts Club.
Yeah.
and fostering so many writers, directors, actors, designers, and now them branching out. It's very healthy, very healthy situation.
And with the new artistic director,
Ashley
Corcoran, she's initiated a new program called Company in Residence, where she's bringing in, every year she'll bring in a young theater company and kind of bring them under her wing and mentor them as they go along. And some friends of our show, Hardline Theater, they're the first group to be a part of it. So
I mean, the good thing about like Ashley is she's got Bill in the background, if you like, with his amazing experience, and you've got new young blood. So I think we're all very excited at the future.
Looks bright.
It does.
So let's talk about Harvey.
Harvey, yes. Mm-hmm.
So Harvey is a play written in the 40s, I think, by Mary Chase.
That's
it's
right.
famous because of a film that James Stewart did. And it's Harvey is a character that we never actually see.
No, Harvey is the rabbit.
Yeah.
And it is classic. I seem to be... Whether I'm becoming like a, well, I'm becoming like a dinosaur in my old age, but I did 5 years. I played Clarence in Wonderful Life with Todd Talbot and then Bob Fraser. Yeah. Actually, somebody asked me the other day, a play like that, do they surpass what James Stewart did or what? And I said, well, it doesn't matter. It's a super play, A Wonderful Life. And Bob and Todd did their own thing. And I think that the audience accept that. But it is amazing that Wonderful Life and now Harvey were both James Stewart. But you see, Stewart, was inimitable. I mean, he was a genius.
Yeah,
I watch him and he's timeless. And he's one of those great actors. And I use that word advisedly great because it's thrown around so much nowadays. But you can't see what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I put him in that class with, like, Spencer Tracy. But James Stewart could do comedy and drama, and he could do it both at once. And it's remarkable. Now, I do think, though, that Harvey has survived all the years because it's a fantastic premise and it's a fun piece.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, it came to fame through when Stewart did the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, and I when I'm describing it to people, I make sure I don't make the mistake of saying that Harvey is an imaginary character, because we're not giving anything away here. But when you leave the play, you're not really sure if he's there or not.
Well, that's there's a lot of tough things for me in this piece. But the reason why. I was very excited because I love Western Gold.
Yeah.
And Anna Hagen she's the Duracell bunny. she's got such and she said to me, would I do Harvey? And I said, well, it's very American. I could do an American accent, blah, blah. But she said, no, I just want you, Bernard Coughlin.
Yeah.
And I was quite frightened. And then I read it again and thought, well, yeah, he is universal. Elwood, the character I'm playing in a way. What he's coming across, and it's Western Gold, and we have such a comfort zone there.
Yeah.
It's such a positive audience, and so there was the safety net. But when I read it, I thought this is such a beautiful play to do. There are many difficulties because, as you say, Harvey. As soon as I'm there on stage, the audience have to see Harvey as well, and that ain't easy. but once you realize that, I mean, it's like a war horse. If your listeners or yourself ever saw that amazing production of War Horse that came from the National Theatre, and you had three actors working the horses, which were puppets, and you just forget there are human beings there and the horses come to life. That's what I love about this play.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I'm going to do it right.
That's right. But you don't have the benefit of a puppet.
I don't. No. It's going to be my imagination.
That's right.
But it's so beautifully crafted. And why do these plays last this long?
Yeah.
It's because they're right. You don't have to. There is no rule ABC, therefore it is. It's perfectly put together, but it's a play of imagination, of fantasy, And I love that kind of theatre. I love the theatre, the Irish playwrights, because they tell beautiful stories.
Yeah.
Audience, use your imagination. That's what the audience here do for this and have done since Harvey first came out. Yeah. So in a way, that's good and that's bad. That's good because I know that it's a play that works. It's bad because I've got to make it work.
That's right. Well, we're there to help you along.
Well, you're
there.
Oh no, yeah. You're very important. Oh yeah. Oh no, it's not a one man band. Believe me.
In fact, let's see. Some of the cast are people that people are familiar with Western Gold, like Annabelle Kershaw, this will be my fourth Western Gold show, and Annabelle has been in each one of them. So we're becoming a comedy team.
And Annabelle absolutely loves it. I mean, she can't wait to do it.
She plays your character's sister. And she has an interesting challenge as well because we're not sure if she actually believes that Harvey's there or not.
Right.
Sometimes he is and sometimes he isn't for her. So that's a challenge for her.
Well, ironically, I did this play 2 years ago at Shemanus.
Mm-hmm.
And I played Dr.
Chumley.
Dr. Chumley.
Yeah.
And with a marvelous young director, Julie McIsaac. And again, the play worked.
Yeah.
You know, and I played Chumley. We have a fantastic... Keith Martin Gordy, who's done a number at Western Gold, and he's now, I think, the president of UBCP.
Yes.
And, of course, Russell Roberts and Colin Winton.
Yes.
Who I've been
great team
on stage with many of them.
Yeah.
I just saw their very talented son, Sayer Roberts, on CBC in a Murdoch mystery.
And he's good for him.
Yeah, he was terrific.
He was in Stratford last year, too.
He's at Stratford this year,
mm-hmm.
and he's just rising his star. So Russell and Colleen, Tanya Dixon Warren, who's another absolute trooper. Tanya will pick up a hammer and make a set if you ask her, you know. Kate Dion Richard, who I worked with last year, incredible actress, and we did Jeeves. I've done a series of Jeeves and Worcester
mm-hmm.
over on the island, and she was in that. She's just finished Tracy Power's new play up in Kamloops, and she did The Flick, which is a very funny play that she did at the Belfry. So she's in it. Now we have Darren Boquest, who to me was a designer.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he was trained as an actor at one point, but he's a designer. And we have a new young lady, Angela.
Right.
Angela McPanty, I hope I'm getting her name right. I think that's to name us all. But it's the fun of it, you know.
And that's part of the fun of working with Western Gold, too, is we have this nice core of seasoned professionals, and Anna is always bringing in new actors and new directors and young people to kind of mentor them through. And so.
Well, also, it's for those who have not been to a Western Gold production before, it's what we call, we work it with a rehearsed script. We have the script with us, but we try and make it that it's invisible.
Yeah.
Like everything else. But what's I find incredible, we will start on Tuesday, next Tuesday, and we open next Friday.
Yeah.
And we do Friday, two shows Saturday, two shows Sunday. So we open, we start on Tuesday, we finish on Sunday. Now, that in itself is a monster to do.
Yes.
But Anna knows exactly how to do it.
With full set and costumes.
Yes. But I was saying to somebody the other day, the wonderful thing about Anna, it's like Jekyll and Hyde. She is the most charming, lovable person. And then when she has to put on a show at Western Gold, she becomes this sergeant major, and it's the right attitude.
Because
you have no time to say, I don't think my character, I don't want... She says, no, do it.
That's right.
Just read
the words, go there.
Don't argue.
That's right. We don't have time.
So it is fun.
Yeah.
It's great fun.
Oh, and this was great fun too. Bernard, thank you so much for coming out and having this conversation. And I'm really looking forward to working on Harvey with you next week.
I'm looking forward to working with you again because what did we do? 12th Night?
Yes.
And was that the only one I've done with you?
That's the only time we've been on stage together. I have worked under your direction twice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Two very good plays.
Yes. That was out of the United Players.
Yeah. Corum Boy, I remember. Ah, I do that drop of a hat again.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful play.
Yeah.
But we're doing this Harvey next week. Okay. Thank you, David.
Right. Thank you, Bernard. Now, Harvey is playing at the PAL Theater, the Performing Arts Lodge at 581 Cardero Street. And you can get tickets through brownpapertickets.com, or you can go to the Western Gold Theater website, and it's also linked on the Dave Radio Facebook page. And I just do this. And we have music. Great. So that's We Found a Lovebird, and they're going to be playing at the Railway tomorrow, the Railway Stage and Beer Cafe, along with special guests Mississippi Live and Dirty Dirty. That was great. That was a lovely conversation with Bernard Cuffling. You know, he's a pro. You just sit him down, and he'll go on for days. we just scratched the surface of the stories that man has. We'll have to have him on again sometime. But I'm really looking forward to working with him again next week. All right, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine.
Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Malaysia Singapore Night is back on the 17th of March. Enjoy live performances, savor Malaysian and Singaporean cuisine, and be entered for a raffle draw. Tickets are now on sale for $13 and $15. Find out more at Malaysia Singapore Night 2018 on Facebook.
Hey.
Allow me to tell you about Unceded Airways.
What's that?
Isn't that some kind of indigenous radio show?
It sure is. Tell me, are you down for decolonization? Yeah. What?
I certainly wish I could hear about indigenous issues, people, and events on the radio.
You're in luck, because Unceded Airwaves talks about all these things and more every Monday morning at 11.
Music from indigenous artists and coverage of all the hot happenings in indigenous art and entertainment.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, wow. And they broadcast all this from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people?
Find out for yourself. Mm-hmm. Monday mornings at 11. Yeah. Or find episodes online at citr.ca.
Today we're joined in the studio by the Cedar Program Youth.
Where you are.
We can be dangerous, but we can be dangerous. We ain't not dangerous.
Translation? Disquarter Magazine's March issue is coming in like a lion, but it's not going out like a lamb. The issue is hitting the streets at its over 100 distribution spots, made possible by our fearless advertisers, The Rickshaw, Mint Records, Timber Concerts, Blueprint Events, The Rio Theater, The Cinematheque Theater, Massey Books, and the Alma Mater Society. If you prowl around Van, you'll be able to read up on Man Up Vancouver, its wild success and 10-year anniversary celebration, an interview with Shindig's majestic winner Mama Rudgau, how the Poetry is Bad for You reading series captures your soul, a poem submission by cherished Cree Métis writer Samantha Nock, and, of course, a full harvest of album, podcast, and book reviews and live show reviews of local bands. Translation, forever local, forever free, always salty.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh in the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Oh, we're back. Hi. Let's see. What else is going on here? Let's take a look at our theater listings, because there's lots going on. Carmen Aguirre, who is a local actor and writer and director who originated from Chile in the bad old days of Allende. No, not Allende. Who am I thinking of? No, it was the bad old days after Allende. My goodness, I can't remember his name now. Pinochet, the bad days of Pinochet. Oh, my God. I forgot to take my medication this morning. Anyway, tonight, Carmen Aguirre is reading from her new play, Fish Blue Box, which is stories about her life, including her time in Chile and also her life in Hollywood before she came to Vancouver. It's part of Boca del Lupo's quarterly play reading series. It's at the Fishbowl on Granville Island, 1398 Cartwright Street, which is on the main floor of the same building where Studio 1398 lives, which is just around the corner from the Waterfront Theater. Anyway, it's part of Boca del Lupo's Double Speak series, and it's a free reading. It gets underway at 8 o'clock, and you can find out more by going to Boca del Lupo or checking out the Facebook page. Also going on this weekend, it's the closing weekend for Fun Home at the Granville Island Stage, the Arts Club musical about a family growing up with secrets and coming to terms with life and sexuality and identity and lots of fun stuff like that. It's actually quite enjoyable musical starring the great I just can't work off the top of my head. Sarah Jean Hosey and some other great actors in there as well. And that's happening at the Granville Island Stage, closing tomorrow. And just opened this week is Forget About Tomorrow, speaking of forgetting, and that's by Jill Dom, and that features music by John Mann. And in fact, I believe I was going to play one of his songs here. Wait a minute. Yeah, let me see here. Forget About Tomorrow is the story of a family who is dealing with Alzheimer's disease. There it is. Of course, we know John Mann was the lead singer of Spirit of the West, and a few years ago he was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's, which was devastating to himself, his family, his friends, and all of us who love him. And his darling wife, Jill, who is part of the Mum's the Word Collective, set out to write her first solo play, and it's the story about a family dealing with the aftermath of a diagnosis of early onset Alzheimer's. Forget About Tomorrow. It sounds like a heavy subject, but it's a very pleasant, very sweet, very loving play, and everyone who's gone to see it so far has really enjoyed it. And I just want to play this song here because it's kind of related.
Was no tender courtship. We hit the hardwood floor. We banged our hips, bruised our lips, licked our wounds and more. And the names of God and Jesus Christ echo down the hall. We're a photograph, you're 8x10. Was taped up on the wall. I love you all over again, just like I promised I could. In sickness and health, in all absence of wealth, like I knew I would. On the heat of summer, asphalt in the middle of our road, on a dirty old car blanket with a pavement turning cold, we counted shooting stars on naked fingers, naked toes. We keep counting on each other to still love what we behold. I could. At the edge of the beach, at the edge of the trail, at the edge of the woods. And when our hair goes gray or gone, and our hands turn at the edge of the cliff, at the edge of the woods, in sickness and health, in all absence of wealth, like I knew we could.
That, of course, is the great John Mann. Song called For Jill, for his wife Jill Dom, who wrote the play Forget About Tomorrow, that's going on right now at the Goldcorp Stage of the BMO Theater Center, 162 West 1st Avenue. Go to the Arts Club to find out how to get tickets for that. Closing this weekend at the Jericho Arts Center, Open Heart Theater Company's presentation of Barbara Ellison's Teachers. This is about a student teacher in trying to run a social studies department in a Canadian high school. Also going on this weekend at the Culture Lab at Venables and Victoria, the After After Party, another Fringe Festival favorite that's come back for a full run. It goes from now until next weekend, the 17th. Katie Hoffman and Cheyenne Maberly are two just fabulous comedians and actors and writers. And this is sort of like the Hangover, but a lot more fun. The After After Party going out at the Culture Lab. And then we've got at the Havana, this is starting next week. It's cashless. It's called, it's a play that's set 5 years in the future in a society where paper money is about to be outlawed. And a principled but anachronistic man resists compromise in career, love, and choice of revolutionary movement, all the while knowingly provoking confrontation with a looming global dictatorship. They say it couldn't happen here. It just might. So go see Cashless at the Havana starting next weekend. And a couple of things coming up later in the month. Ruby Slippers Theater is doing a play called by Catherine Leger. It's a it's an English adaptation, world premiere of the English adaptation of I Lost My Husband. It's in the Gateway Theater Studio B in Richmond, and it stars friend of the show Megan Gardner. Next week we're going to have an interview with a couple of the leading actors in this play, A Beautiful View, which is a production of Naked Goddess Productions that's happening at Kit's House at 8th or 7th and Balsam, starting on March 15th. And as I said, we'll have an interview about that next week. And as you heard earlier, Harvey is going to be at the PAL Studio Theater in Cole Harbour next weekend. Five shows only, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with matinees on Saturday and Sunday as well. You can go to Brown Paper Tickets or Western Gold Theater to find out more about that. And finally, Real Wheels Theater is doing a show called Sequence. It's a fast-paced science thriller that explores the intersection of math, nature, and spirituality. And that's at Presentation House, and that starts next week on March 14th. All right, let's take a look now at what's going on in terms of auditions and calls for crews and stuff like that. It's the Dave Radio Call Board. And remember that we believe that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Geekenders, the great burlesque and comedy musical company, is doing an adaptation of Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream. They're doing it as a site-specific program at Bear Creek Park in Surrey in June. And they're holding auditions this weekend. They're looking for actors who can be comfortable with improvisation, Shakespeare, movement, and intimacy with fellow actors, as well as creating intimacy with strangers. The auditions are happening tomorrow, March 10th, at Instant Theater Studios, which is at 529 East Broadway. And you can go to Geekenders' Facebook page to find out how to apply for that audition. Now, the Kelowna Actors Studio is preparing for their 2018-2019 season, and they're holding general auditions at the end of March at the Post at 750, which is located at 750 Hamilton. They're asking folks to email resumes and headshots to talent@kelownaactorsstudio.com. And the deadline for applications is March 19th. There is a breakdown of all the shows that they have scheduled for next year at the Vancouver Public Library auditions website and also at vancouveractorsguide.com. Another general audition that's happening soon is Bard on the Beach for getting ready for their 2019 season. The 2018 season is still yet to be seen in May and June, but the 2019 general auditions are happening in April. You can submit your resume, headshot, and a brief cover letter addressed to Mr. Christopher Gaze, Artistic Director of Bard on the Beach. And they want it only by mail or in person, delivered to Bard's administration office at 162 West 1st in Vancouver. So don't fax it or email, because they will not be accepted. The deadline for submissions is March 12th. And if you want to know more about it, you can go to their website, which is bardonthebeach.org. The Snapshots Collective is doing a Sondheim show, Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, directed by our friend Chris Adams. Nicole Spinola is the choreographer, and Wendy Bross Stewart is the musical director. So that's a powerhouse trio right there. Their auditions are this weekend at Carousel Theater on Granville Island. So they are seeking both youth or adults of any gender. They envision a cast that truly reflects the rich diversity found not only in London, but also right here in Vancouver. They encourage submissions from artists with a broad range of backgrounds, including but not limited to race, ethnicity, indigeneity, and gender and sexuality. So it's sweeneytoddthemusical.ca is the website if you want to find out more about that. Another festival event, the Fort Steele Theatre Summer Theatre Season. Fort Steele is a town in the Kootenays between Cranbrook and Kimberley, and they have a living history museum. They do theater shows, but they also do street theater, museum displays, livestock demonstrations, all kinds of stuff. And their auditions are happening today at Carousel Theater on Granville Island. Children's Choir of Richmond preparing for their summer events. They're doing shows in the spring, in April and June, and also in the fall, in September and November, at the Crystal Ballroom in Richmond. The auditions are this weekend at the Jewish Community Center, so you can go to Children's Choir of Richmond to find out more about that. Vagabond Players in New Westminster are doing You Can't Take It With You by Kaufman and Hart, and that is directed by Mr. Dale Kelly. That's going to be happening. Mike McKenzie's directing that one. And that's going to be happening in June at the Burning Leg Theater. The auditions are coming up on March 11th and 12th, which is Sunday and Monday, in Queen's Park in New Westminster. And you can go to vagabondplayers.ca to find out more about that. And we've also got, where is it now? Bard in the Valley in Langley, doing Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. Those auditions are March 18th and 19th. The show runs June 29th to July 29th. This is happening at the Douglas Park Rec Center in Langley. And they're especially looking for people with musical talent and that bring their own instruments. And also, you might be asked to follow a short martial arts style workout routine. So dress accordingly for that. Our first Vancouver Fringe audition for 2018 has been posted. It's a show by Blake Kindred called Mirth on Earth. It's a zany musical comedy that mixes elements of Philip K. Dick, William Blake, William Shakespeare, and the Bible. The auditions are happening next week, March 18th, out here at UBC. It's for The Fringe, which is in September 6th to 16th. They're asking for vocal or acting sample, preferably by video. Also send them a brief resume and simple headshot. Notes are such things as a strong vocal ability and strong improvisational skills and a passion for ongoing creative collaboration. As this is an original, evolving work, you will be a vital part of the creative process. Royal Canadian Theatre Company in Surrey doing Line by Israel Horovitz. That's going to be up in May. The auditions are March 25th at The Space in Surrey, looking for four men in their 20s or mid-30s and one woman between the ages of late 20s and late 30s. Royal Canadian Theatre Company, you can contact Lauren. His number is 604-916-7963. Dalliance Theatre Collective doing Boy by Anna Ziegler. That is happening in July. The audition is March 25th. The Shemanis Theatre Festival is doing Glorious, the story of Florence Foster Jenkins. That's running from September 14th to October 6th. And they're looking for actors, one to play Florence herself. So you need to be able to portray an eccentric, energetic American lady in the twilight of her years. A comic singer, actor who can sing classical music badly, but with enthusiasm. And you know what they say, the best, if you want to sing badly, you got to know how to sing goodly first. So, you know, yeah, I said goodly, just live with it. And they're also looking for someone to play Cosme McMoon, who is the accompanist. So you need to be a proficient piano player for that one. Deadline to submit is March 18th. The auditions are March 26th. And you can contact ShemanisTheater.ca to find out more about that. Shemanis is also doing auditions for Outside Mulliganer, which is It's I didn't put it down, but I think it's a McNally play. Or Martin McDonagh play, sorry. And McDonagh, Martin McDonagh. And that's happening in October. The audition is also March 26th. And they need some middle-aged actors for that one with Irish accents. And finally, Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance. We got a nice email from Perry Ehrlich. So I'll just read the whole thing out to you here because I promised I would. What do the following performers have in common? Natalie Hall, who is in the movie Only the Brave with Josh Brolin, Shannon Chan Kent, who recently starred as Belle in Disney's Beauty and the Beast at the Stanley stage, Graham Verschaer, who is on TV in shows like The Good Doctor and Fargo, and Simone Osborne, who recently appeared in the Canadian Opera Company's production of L'Azur de l'Amour. D'Amour. I can't read that. My French is terrible. I'm sorry. Anyway, what do they have in common? They all participated in Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance, the popular musical theater summer program now heading into its 24th fabulously year at the Jewish Community Center of Greater Vancouver. Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance has in the past attracted hundreds of enthusiastic and talented participants ages 9 to 19 who love to sing, dance, act, and perform. And they have come from all over the world, across Canada and faraway places like California, New York, Texas, Austria, and Israel. It's directed by Perry Ehrlich, who assembles an impressive faculty of professional instructors, and each of them is a working performer or director working in their fields. And this year's show is called Bach to the Future, features an original script by Perry Ehrlich based on the movie Back to the Future and the Amazing Race TV show. And let's see, there's lots of reviews and stuff and things like that. Anyway, the program is offered in two sessions. Session one is July 3rd to 26th, and session two is July 7th to August 30th. And if you want to know more about that, you can check out their page at jccgv.com, or just type in Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance in your search engine, and you will find it in there as well. So the deadline for submissions is April 1st, so you still have a couple of weeks to get in on that. And that's Call Board. If you want to get details on these or any other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or VancouverPublicLibrary.ca. Or you can put a notice on our Facebook page, Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com, and we'll read it out here, right here on the radio, just like that. And that's our show. Thanks a lot for spending a lunch hour with us. And special thanks to the great Bernard Cuffling for coming on out and joining us and telling us a few of his just piles and piles of great stories about Vancouver theater. Next week, we're going to hopefully do a pre-recorded show. I'm going to be busy getting ready for Harvey at the PAL Studio Theater on Cardero Street. Tickets are brown paper tickets, Western Gold Theater. So hopefully we'll have... we'll have a pre-recorded show, or maybe someone will step in and fill in for us. But we'll be back live in 2 weeks. And don't forget, at 3:30 this afternoon, it's Napkin Boy with Nardwuar the Human Serviette. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.